This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Brucham Avon, welcome everyone. Welcome everybody. We have a very geshmak blot tonight. We're going to do Bezus Hashem, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And before we begin, we had this really good idea today that since Tu B'Shvat is 30 days before Purim, so we started this group. For those who are learning Daf HaShavua from Megillah and want to review Megillah, if you review a blot a day, starting now, you could finish Masechet Megillah for Purim. So we started a group. You could sign up with Gedalia. Gedalia has a WhatsApp group, and we have about 65, 70 people who are at least going to start the first word of Masechet Megillah, and that's also a Madrega. And we'll see how far we get. Okay, so Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Let us begin. Says the Holy Gemara. The Gemara quoted the opinion of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, who in Abaye's opinion, Abaye was of the opinion that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that a Suffolk Mamzer is like a Vadai, and a Suffolk Mamzer could marry a Mamzer. Amar Abaye, Mino Aminola, how do I know? The Chosfeika, that every Suffolk, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov kevadai mashvile, that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov deems a Suffolk like a Vadai. The Tanya, we learned in a Brice, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, Hare Shaba al Noshim Harbe, if somebody lived with many women, Ve'eno Yodea al Eza Mehen Ba, and he doesn't know who he lived with a lot of women, doesn't know who, V'chein Hi Shaba al Noshim Harbe, or she, who many men lived with her, Ve'eno Yodea al Eza Mehen Kibla, and we don't know who she conceived from. We don't know who she was Mekabel Zara from. So it comes out that a guy who lived with many women, he doesn't know who, or she lived with many men, and she doesn't know who. Nimsa Av Noiseyas Bita, a father can end up marrying his daughter, because he doesn't know who he produced. V'ach Noiseyas Achoyse, a brother can marry his sister. V'nismale Kol Olam Kulei Mamzerim, the whole world could be filled of mamzerim, ve'alzeh nemer u'mala arat zima, the world will be full of arayos. So that being the case, we see that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov dubs a Suffolk mamzer of Adai mamzer, because nobody's definitely a mamzer, but Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that this is a situation where the whole world will be full of mamzerim. And the fact that he says it definitively and he calls it a malard's zima, so that indicates that he holds a suffolk mamzer, is like a vade mamzer. So, v'rava amar, Rava who holds that in Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, a suffolk mamzer is not a mamzer, amar lach, he'll say to you, hachi karma, this is what it means to say, zu maihi, what is this? Zima doesn't mean definitively a mamzer. Zima stands for what is this? In other words, the world will be full of questionable people with questionable status. Now the Gemara says, Yeser al kinam, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. More than this even, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, Lo yisa adam isha b'medina zu v'yelech v'yisa isha medina acheras. We know the halacha is that a person is midarais, I have more than one wife. However, until the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon came along, a person could have more than one wife. Now, there's still a warning. One should not marry a woman in one country and have another wife in another country. Why? Shema yizdavgu zelazeh, because they may join up, meaning the descendants of one woman will end up joining up with the descendants of the other woman. And a brother could end up marrying a sister. So therefore, if you're going to marry two wives, it has to be in the same country. Now the Gemara brings one of the most astounding things I've ever heard. Eini, is that really a concern? But Rav, when Rav would travel, v'harav, ki'ikla l'dardashir, when Rav would travel to Dardashir, machrez v'omar, he proclaimed and he said, man havi l'yoyma. His wife wasn't with him. He didn't want to have any improper thoughts. So He put up a site, took out an ad in the paper. Who wants to be my wife today? So when he went to China, when he went to Derbyshire, he took out a sign in the paper. And he said, who wants to be my wife today? And he had a suitor. Rav Nachman Kikol Shachnitz of Machas Vamar Manhavi Liyom, who wants to be my wife today? So, what do you mean? But you're now to have one wife in one country, one wife in another country. Says Gemara, Shani Rabbanu Debkir Shemayo. Rabbis are famous, so the children know they're the son of Rav Nachman. So, in case they want to move to a different country, the son of Rav Nachman is never going to marry the daughter of Rav Nachman because they have a famous father. But if the father is a exterminator, or the father is a different profession, the father could be the president of the United States, they're not as well known, and therefore there's a concern. Okay. Now, how the Rabbanon could so casually make an announcement, who wants to be my wife today? I don't know, but maybe that is it's good for Shaduchim. Okay. But the Gemara has the following question. The question is, there's halacha tavua linasei v'nespaisa tzrichaleshev shivinikim. There's halacha, if you ask a woman to marry her, you propose to a woman, you cannot marry her for 7 days. We're afraid that she'll be so excited and attracted to the man that will cause her to bleed and become anida. So halacha is, if you propose to a woman, you must wait 7 days before marrying her. There's even a question that's raised by the Noisei Kalim in Yaradeya. When Boaz proposed to Ruth, how could he marry her that day? Right? That's an interesting question. But the halacha is, if you propose to a woman, you have to wait 7 days before you live with her. Says the Gemara, Iva Omar Rava Tavuli Nasin Espaisa Tzrichaleshev Shivanakim. If you ask, you propose to a woman and she accedes, you have to wait 7 clean days. So how could Rav Nachman announce, who wants to be my wife today? How could Rav announce, who wants to be my wife today? They would have to wait 7 days. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon Shluchayu have a Meshadri Umayduluhu. The rabbis sent ahead messengers and said, the rabbi's coming in 7 days, who wants to marry him? And that's what would happen. And if you want, you could give another teretz. That is, these rabbis did not live with these women; they were just miyached with the woman. They didn't actually live with them; they were just miyached with them. If they were miyached with them, and they didn't live with them, what was the point? Well, what good is the yichud going to accomplish? Says the Gemara, the Amar Mar, Enoi Doma Mishesh Lai Pas Basal, Misha Ein Lai Pas Basal. There's no comparison to someone who has bread in their basket to someone who does not have bread in their basket. In other words, when you don't have bread in the basket, you're very hungry. If you don't know what you're going to eat, you're very hungry. If you don't have any source of food, you're very hungry. But if you have a lot of food, then you're not hungry because you could always rely on it. By the way, and what if they put on your plate a ton of food, like, enough for 5 people, then bechlal, you're not hungry at all. The more you have, the less you need. The less you have. By the way, I just recorded a shir on the Ramban on Parshas B'Shalach, and the Ramban says about the man that the Jews were starving for the man. What's the pshat the Jews were starving for the man? Because they only had enough for that day. So since as soon as they finished it, there was nothing left, so they weren't going to have anything more until tomorrow. They were starving because, when there's no food to eat, when mommy says, get upstairs to bed, you're not allowed to eat anymore, all of a sudden, you're starving, right? That's just a common phenomenon. It's people become going to hunger, have hunger pangs because they're not allowed to eat. But it's something called pasasas. So too, the Rabbanon, they married these women, they were miyached with them, but they didn't actually live with them. But the fact that they could gave them enough bread in their basket that they didn't have desire. The question is, how is that? How do they have pas basaloi? Because if they're usher to these women for 7 days, so then the woman is usher to them, they don't have pas basaloi. We know the halach is if a man marries a woman and she turns out to be a nida, you can't be miyachid with her. Why? Because you don't have any pas pasaloi, because you can't live with her. So how do you, how, why would we say that the rabbanim have pas pasaloi if they're married and they could only be and they can't live with them? Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Lo Yisa Adam Ishtai, person may not marry a woman, V'dayto Lagarsha, and have in mind he's going to divorce her. Cannot marry a woman, have in mind you're going to divorce her. Why not? Mishum Shenemer, Al Tacharish Areyecha Ra. Do not plot evil about your friend, V'hu Yoishiv Levetach Etcha, and he's sitting confident with you. It's not right. You know, you marry the person and they're your friend, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, that one has to see their wife before they get married, because it says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha. You have to love your neighbor like yourself. So your wife is your rea, so this woman is your friend, and you're plotting bad against her, and they're completely unknowing. Okay, Merv Aboy, so we have a very fun Gemara now, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara now brings a number of cases stretching out to Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, a total of 6 cases. Tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we will see 3 of them. Okay, fasten your seatbelts. We're about to take off. 2 dots. Suffolk. V'yavam. He have a suffolk. What does that mean, he have a suffolk? He might be 9 months from the yavam. In other words, excuse me, from the deceased. He might be a son of the deceased brother. And the yavam. The yavam was miyabim the yavama. And they may have produced this child after 7 months. Shabo lachlik b'nechse misna. They come to divide the estate of the deceased. Now, the deceased has a field that's worth $1,000. The kid might be the son of the deceased, and it might be his field. He might be the Yoresh. On the other hand, the kid might be the son of the Yavam. And in that case, the Yavam inherits his brother, and the kid gets nothing. Shabo lachlek b'nechsei misna, they come to divide the estate of the deceased. Safek Amar, Ano Bar Misna. The Safek says, I am the son of the deceased. I am 9 months from the conception through my father, the deceased, and his first wife. And V'nichse Didihu, and it's my possessions, it's my father's possessions, so I inherit. V'yavam Amar, Ad Broi Didi, you're my son. At V'leslach V'lei Midi, V'nichse Didi, you have nothing, you have no share in my nechassim because you're my son. And I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm alive and kicking. So the kid says, no, I'm the deceased son, so it's my Yerusha. And the Yavam says, no, you're my son. You're 7 months from me. He says, no, I'm 9 months from the deceased. So this is a 50-50 suffix. If he's the son of the deceased, it's all his. If he's the son of the Yavam, he gets nothing. Have a mamon amutu b'safek. This is money placed in doubt. A mamon amutu b'safek chalken. Money that is placed in doubt, you divide it. That is case number 1. Beseder? Beseder. Okay. Safek uvnei yavam shabo lachlek v'nechsei misna. Next case. You have the safek. And you have the sons of the yavam, who are coming to divide the estate of the deceased. Now apparently the Yavam died. Safek Amar, Safek says, Ahu Gavra Bar Misna, that guy, meaning me, I'm the son of the deceased, it's all mine! V'nechse Didihu, B'nei Yavam Amri, no. You're the son of the Yavam. You're our brother. So you get, let's say, there are 2 other brothers, a third. Umintahu the Islach Badan, you have a share with us. You get a third. Meaning he says, no, I get everything. They say, no, you get a third. He says, it's all mine. I'm the ben of the deceased. They say, you're not the son of the deceased, you're the son of the Avam. So we all inherit equally. So Savar Rabbanon Kameh de Rav Mesharshia Lameimar, the rabbis, before Rav Mesharshia thought to say, Masnisanhi, that this case is exactly like a Mishnah. The Tnan we learned in a Mishnah. Hu eino yoresh oisam, v'heim yorshim oisai. What is the Mishnah talking about? You have sons of one brother, and you have sons of another brother. The sons of the brother A, we'll call them B'nai Ruvain. The sons of the second brother, we'll call them B'nai Shimain. And you have a guy who we don't know, is he the son of Ruvain or is he the son of Shimain? So we have an interesting halacha. Hu eino yoresh oisam. He cannot inherit them. Because when the B'nai Ruvain die, so if a ben of Ruvain dies and he says, ah, I'm your brother, they say, get lost, you're Ben Shimon, you get nothing. We get, and you might not get. You get out of here. When the B'nai Shimon, when a ben of Shimon dies, he says, ah, I'm your brother. They say, no, you're Ben Ruvain. So he can inherit them, but they inherit him. If he dies, both the sons of Reuven and the sons of Shimon split his estate. Behem Yarshim also. Because they say to him, pal, you're a Safek Yoresh. And he, when he dies, they both have equal Yerusha rights. V'hacha Ibcha. And here it's the opposite. That what? In other words, in this case, he, L'chaira, Vadai gets a Yerusha, because he either gets everything or he gets a third. They might not get anything. He should say to them, get lost. I for sure get, you might not get. Get out of here. Get lost. Go fly a kite. Go jump in a lake. Or any of the above mentioned expressions. Hasam Amrile, they say to him, there they say to him, I see Rayush go. You want to inherit us? Prove that you're our brother. Hacha Amrilu, here, he should say to them, I see Rayush go. You bring a raya that you should get. I for sure get. If I'm the son of the deceased, I get everything. And if I'm the son of the Yavam, I get a third. So I for sure get. You might not get. So we should say, I'm a Vadai, you're a Safik. In Safik, Motsmi De Vadai. Get out of here, get lost. And Rav Mesharshia says, no, wrong. Because in this case, even though he for sure gets something, he doesn't for sure get something for the same reason. Either he gets because he is the son of the deceased, or he gets because he is the son of the Yavam. But his taina is not an absolute taina, either way. Rashi says, "Mi dami hasam inhu vaday shehin yoydim mikach mihein ba'an liyarish." They know through whom they're coming to inherit. But over here, hacha aidi va'aidi suffik. They're both a suffik. Even he's also a suffik. He doesn't have a valid taina. Miman of Shach, in other words, his taina he may have a taina both ways you look at it, but it's a different taina. Either he gets because he is the son of the deceased, or he's not the son of the deceased, and he gets because he's one of their brothers. But it's not that he automatically has a certain piece regardless. It's either way you look at it, he gets something. Ela idamya lemasnisin lahadamya. If it's similar to the Mishnah, you know, in other words, if you want to bring a case that's similar to the Mishnah, the following is similar. Safek uvnei yavan, a safek and the sons of the yavam, shabo lachlek benichse yavam gufei. that they come to divide the estate of the Yavam. Let's say the Yavam dies. And you have a Safek who might be the son of the deceased, or he might be the son of the Yavam. And now they're coming to divide the Nechasim of the Yavam. Where they could say to him, maybe you're not our brother, maybe you're the son of the deceased, and you get no share over here in the Nechse Yavam. The Hasam Amri Le, I see Raya. Here they say to him, you bring a Raya, the Achunat, that you're our brother, Shkol, and now you could take. Okay, now this is the fun case. You ready? It looks like you want to have some fun. After a long week, the kids were off. I know it's rough. The hardest week of the year. The kids don't have school. But, Baruch Hashem, now you could go back on a few minutes of rest through the Daf HaShavua, a few minutes of peace of mind by thinking about the Gemara. The Gemara says the following case. Safek ubnei Yavam Shabo Lachlik Benechse Yavam Labasar Depalag Yavam Benechse Misna. You have a kid, we don't know if he's the son of the deceased or the son of the Yavam. And the sons of the Yavam, they want to divide the Yavam's estate. Lebasar de palag Yavam benechsei misna. After the Yavam divided the estate of the deceased, you ready for this case? You had a Yavam. He did Yivam. There's a kid. We don't know if he's the kid of the deceased or of the Yavam. So they got into a fight a year ago. And the psak was that the Yavam and the son of the deceased, since it's Mamon Amut B'Safek, they split the deceased's estate. It was worth $1,000. $500 worth of the field went to the Safek and $500 went to the Yavam. Now, the Yavam dies. And the Yavam was a very rich guy. And the Yavam had 10 fields worth $1 million. So the Bnei Yavam say, get out of here, get lost. Now you want to come and say that you're our brother? Get out of here. I see Raya Dachuna Adashko. You prove that you're our brother and then you could collect. But until then, we're assuming you're the son of the deceased and get lost. So the Safek says, really? I'm the son of the deceased? So give me back the other half that your father took because he said, I'm his son. Let's go back and revisit the first case. Mimanim Shach. If you're going to send me back and say, I'm the son of the deceased, give me all the possession of the deceased. Elamai, you would say, no, you can't take the possession of the deceased because you're our brother. Okay, great. Your dad was really wealthy. Give me my share. Give me a third in your dad's possession. In other words, you can't stiff me and say, well, the fact that we split, in other words, the brothers want to tell him, look, let bygones be bygones. In the past, you split with our father, the deceased estate, that's fine. But right now, you want to come and take some of our dad's possession? Oh, who says you're our brother? So he says, what do you mean, who says I'm your brother? In that case, give me all the possession of the deceased. No. That Bezdin already finished with. They split that, and we can't revisit it. So the question is, can in a second case, you revisit the psak of the first case? In other words, can the son of the Safek say, look, either you give me a share of your father's possession, or if you want to say I'm not your brother, you got to give me all of the estate that was inherited from the deceased that your father took the other half from.
Rabbi, wouldn't his taina that he's one of the brothers of the Yavam then nullify his claim to the half of the estate that he got originally?
So Rashi explains it's worth it for him because the Yavam is very, very wealthy.
Okay.
So Mimanav Shach, he says, I want a piece. I'd rather have a third of your father's estate and give back the whole original Yerusha. Because your father had a much bigger estate. Elamai, you want to throw me away? But then at least give me the whole estate of the deceased.
But his they gave him the half of the estate of the deceased not because it was for sure that he was entitled to have, but it was a suffix, right? They just split it on the basis of a suffix.
Correct. Correct.
They didn't opine one way or the other definitively. They just said they were splitting it.
Right, but once that was the result of the decision, is it final or could it be revisited?
But he's still a suffix. The fact that his status as a suffix didn't change. It's just there was a legal decision based upon the suffix. So he could still apply the claim that he's a suffix and roll that forward.
But what do you want to say now? Okay, but if he's a suffix, they say, get lost. You know, we're a Vadai, so you get lost. They want to push him away. You're right. If he's a Suffolk, they could tell him, we're a Vadai and you're a Suffolk. So he wants to say, Mimanafshach. If I'm your brother, you got to give me. And if I'm not, you got to give me from over there. So they want to say to him, over there, we already discussed that. That's one and done. That you already split. You can't get anything more than a split. Elamai, you want to come make a claim over here? You can't. You're a Suffolk, you can't take away money from us. We're a Vadai.
You originally claimed that he was the son of one. Now don't come back and tell me now you're the son of the other one. The case was closed originally when he said he was the son of the deceased. Don't come now, when the case is now closed, come and say that now you're the son of the other one.
Well, the thing is, if they want to say, you know, you prove it, you're the son of the other one, why can't he say back, okay, so then at least give me... In other words, they're strapping him from both ends. They're saying, regarding yesterday's issue, you're only a suffix, so you split it. And regarding today's issue, you're a suffix, and you don't get anything. The question is, can he say, you choose which one I am, but whichever one I am, I'm going to have a better outcome than I had yesterday. Because if I'm the son of the deceased, I get everything. If I'm not, I get from the new brother's estate. That's the Shaila. So Rav Abba Omar Rav Kamdina. Rav Abba says in the name of Rav, the din stands. Rashi explains, after the din was already established, B'nechse Hames, he can't go back and be ma'arer on it. And what he's asking about the Nechse Hayavam, they say, get out of here. You might not be our brother. Oh, if I'm not your brother, give me from the whole estate of the deceased. That's already finished. You can't revisit a court case. It's case closed. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Hadardina. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you could go back. And meaning, either you got to give him back the other half, or we got to divide this new estate equally. Kamdina or Hadardina, which is a Shas Sugya. Does the original din stand, or could you revisit a previous ruling? Beseder? So now the Gemara, the fun part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyat Shmaya to get this clear. Lema beplukta da admoin v'rabbanon kamifluki. Let us say that the Machlokes Rab Abba and Rab Yirmiyah, whether Kam Dina or Hadar Dina, is the Machlokes admoin and the Rabbanon. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Mi shahalach lemedina sayam. Guy went overseas. Now, before he went overseas, he had a field. That field was surrounded by other fields, and he had a little passageway through the other fields to his field in the center. Okay, so a guy had a field in the middle, surrounded by other fields. How does he get to the other field? He doesn't have to take a helicopter, doesn't have to hop, skip, or jump. He has a path. The thing is, when he left, he didn't remember where his path was anymore. Admon says, look, the guy has a path. Now he doesn't know, does he have a long path? Does he have a short path? So we say, take the short path. In other words, you can't take the longest path. You're going to be taking away someone else's possessions. Take the shortest path. The rabbis say, yikach lei derech b'mei amana. We rip the guy off. You want a path? No, I don't want to give you... The surrounding field owner could say, you want a path? I don't want to give it to you. So he says, how am I going to get to my field? How are you going to get there? You're going to pay me big bucks. Here's $1,000. No, I don't want to sell it to you. Here's $1 million. No, I don't want to sell it. But how am I going to get to the field? $10 million. So the guy said, I don't have 10 million. No problem. You can't have your field. I can't have my field. It's worth 100 million. It's worth 100 million. Once you buy the path for 10 million, you'll sell a chunk of your field. I don't care how you're going to get the money. I ain't giving you a path unless I could rip you off. So basically, the guy's allowed to force him to pay him a lot of money. Or you could say, Yifrach Ba'avir, or get a helicopter. So the rabbis say he could... Admon says he goes on the shortest path. He automatically gets something. And the Rabbanon say, no, you could rip him off, or the guy has to fly. V'havinon ba. And we asked, Rabbanon Shapir Kamar Admon. We asked on the Rabbanon. Admon is saying, good. The guy for sure owns a path here. Some piece of land here he owns to be able to get to his field. So what Admon is saying is correct. You got to give him the smallest amount. But how could you force the guy to pay an exorbitant amount? We asked on the Rabbanon. Admon saying, good. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Hacha b'mayaskinon. Kagon shikifu arba b'nei adam. Me'ar baruchas. We're talking about four homeowners. So one homeowner, he goes to one homeowner and he says, I for sure had a path here. He says, great. It was by Shimon. He goes to Shimon. Shimon says, he says, Shimon, I for sure had a path. Great. Not by me, by Levi. And each one pushes him off. The reason why you could rip the guy off is because we're not talking about one person who owns all the surrounding fields. We're talking about four different owners. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then the Rabbanon are right, that you could rip the guy off. Yehachi my time at the Admon. So here's where the fun part is. V'amar Rava, v'arba da'asu mikayach arba, v'arba da'asu mikayach char, kulei amaloi pligi d'matzi marchilei. If right now four people own the field, regardless if they bought it from four people or if they bought it from one person, right now, there are four owners. You could push them off, go to Shimon, go to Levi, go to Yehuda, and the Chachamim would be right. Ki pligi b'chad da'asu mikayach arba. You know where they argue? If right now there's one owner and he bought it from four people. So on the one hand, he goes and he begs, give me my field. For sure, I have rights over here.
How can the owner, the new owner, deny the fact that there was a path to his field? For sure there's a path there. We don't know where it is, but for sure there's a path was there.
So L'chaira, Admon is correct. He should be able to take the shortest path. Admon Savar Matsi Amarle Mikam Makam Daki Gabach. He says, pal, you just let me know where you want me to take, but I for sure own a shtickle piece of land over here. Somewhere. That's what Michael's saying. That, look, you're the owner. Somewhere in your ownership is something that belongs to me. Give it up. And what do the Rabbanan say? Rabbanan Savi Damarle Ishaskas Shaskas. You know what the owner could say? If you want to be quiet, be quiet. Meaning, either I rip you off and you keep your mouth closed and you have no ownership. But if you're going to start pulling the shtick on me, I for sure own. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, revert the case. I'm going to revert the sale back to the original status. Namely, it's owned by four people. And if it's owned by four people, they could push you off. And I'm going to tell you, get lost. You can't deal with this. What?
Can he now, doesn't that stop him from being able to go back and give these fields back to the four original owners? the claim on the field now. How can you now go and act under the claim on the field? That seems like if it was quote unquote like a Mormon group, I don't know.
Originally, when it was owned by four people, did this man have any claim on it? No. So, who holds Kamdina and who holds Hadardina? Adman is of the opinion, look, right now the guy could say to you, I have rights over here. Now, we have Rab Abba and Rab Yirmiya. Rab Abba says, Kamdina. Lema Rab Abba de Amar Krabanan. Let us say Rab Abba holds like the Rabbanan, that what? Kamdina. And Rab Yirmiya holds like Admon. Admon says Hadardina. Now, who could explain? How do we? I would have thought the opposite. How is Admon an example of Hadardina and the Rabbanon an example of Kamdina? Aren't the Rabbanon say, let's go back to the way it was? And Admon is saying, no. Right now, I for sure have a Taina. How do you explain this?
Admon is saying there's a backseat. You can go back to a status or to a scenario where the fellow has a path, and that's like rolling back the clock, and that's reverting to the Hadardina.
What do you mean? But it's only I have a path now when I'm one person. But when it was owned by four people, I didn't have a path.
No, he originally had a path.
He what?
Originally he had a path before he left on his trip, right?
Right.
So now he's saying go back to where it was before. That's what that means, Hadardina. I think Alan's correct.
Hadardina is, look, right now I for sure have a path. No? What's Admon's argument? Right now there's one owner and I for sure have a path. Yeah, but the one owner bought it from four people. So you mean Admon is saying, let's bring it back to the way it was originally, when what?
There was one owner.
No, but originally there were four owners.
Originally he had a path.
So originally he knew where the path was.
So that's what Hadardina means. Admon is saying, look, I for sure have a path here. I right now, there, why? Even though right now there's one owner now, so I should be able to say, I for sure have a path. What do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon say, no, I'm going to take it back to the way it was originally when there were four owners. So that's Kamdina. What's the Kamdina? The Kamdina is that at the point when there were four owners, I didn't have a path?
Maybe the guy who owns it now, within his right, he can roll back the sale to the previous state where there's four owners, in which case the fellow doesn't have a path.
But that we're calling...
We're calling that Kamdina because that's within his right as the current owner. But the previous state was where the person who bought the path, he has title to a path, he just doesn't know where his deed gives him access to. So that's the Hadardina, that's the Hadardina. It's the original state of affairs where the fellow knew where his path was and who he bought it from. We're honoring his title claim, even though maybe the chain of title is murky.
Isn't this like a very different definition of Hadardina and Kamdina than we had before? The case of Hadardina and Kamdina was the court made a decision about a certain split that now they want to, now that the Safek and the Bnei Yavam want to split the Yavam's estate, so we say, look, the court already decided of what your status was regarding the last issue, and that decision cannot be revisited. That's Kamdina. Hadardina is we could revisit the Psak of Bezdin. And all of a sudden, we're applying it, Kamdina and Hadardina, to the original right of the owner in the field that that the Admon says, I have a right in this path, because originally there was once a path here. What does that got to do with revisiting a court case?
It's another point. We're going back to the first principle, which is what's the.
But maybe you can't revisit.
What's his original status in the case of the.
That's because there's no psak of a bezdin. But who says that you could revisit the psak of a bezdin?
There was the equivalent would be that there was a transfer of ownership.
When the four owners owned it, ebay is sukusa, he lost his chus. So therefore, when you say come, it's like he lost his chus, leaving the ebay is sukusa. To say to go back is to go back to the original when he did have a path. So come means staying right now the way it's paskin, ebay is sukusa.
So come, Dina, is when there were four owners, he lost his rights to it. And therefore, the Rabbanon say, come, Dina, you lost your rights. We can't revisit it and go back to a time where you had rights. And Admo is saying, the guy Katina, right now, I for sure have rights. But I lost it. We're going to revisit it. Okay, good, thank you. That makes it clear for me. But still, I would argue that you're right, when there were four owners, he lost his chus. But that's theoretically he lost his chus. But there was no case and decision of a court that we could say, okay, the court decided and we can't retract on that. It's just, theoretically, he would have lost it had there been a case. So it's not exactly parallel, but I understand the point. It's much clearer to me. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, what?
Oh, I'm sorry, none of the four are denying that they have the path. They're just denying that they have a path in their
right.
Property.
Right. So, but for practical purposes, he can't, like Nas said, he's ma'abed z'chusai. Right. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Gute Nacht. And we'll see what we'll do on Sunday morning. Back to regular Sunday morning. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.